Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise this evening. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hope everyone's doing well. Good to see y'all tonight. And for all of you watching on the live feed, we just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. We're going to get ready for service tonight. It's a beautiful entry as we come in. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. But first, I'm going to ask if there's any spoken prayer requests. On my right side, are there any spoken prayer requests tonight? Brother Les. Yes, absolutely. And Sister Joanne, yes, yes. Thank you for those. Anyone else on the right side with a spoken prayer request tonight? All righty. Anyone on my left side? Well, praise the Lord. Praise God. All righty. Anyone from the rostrum?
Remember my mom and dad?
Your mom and dad? Absolutely. I've got a praise report and continued prayer. We got my dad home, and his age and everything, and he's starting to get more calmer back at the house. So we just thank y'all for your prayers and ask you to continue to keep my family in prayer also. If you have an unspoken prayer request, just show by the raising of your hand. Oh, goodness. Lord sees each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise you tonight. Lord, we thank you for your many, many blessings, dear Lord, for the opportunity you've given us just to come into your house and in your name, dear Lord, as we stand here in recognition. Lord, we just want to lift you up. Just want to honor you tonight, dear Lord. Lord, now that you see each and every hand raised, you've heard the spoken and unspoken prayer request tonight. Lord, you know the depths of our hearts even before we speak it. Lord, we ask now for you to heal, to touch those that are waiting on tests or procedures. Lord, some of the spoken prayer requests tonight, dear Lord, with the anxiety and the anxiousness that comes along with knowing that these procedures are going to be handled. Lord, we ask you to touch them. And for those that are waiting, dear Lord, that they just need a touch from you. Dear Lord, I ask you to heal now, even before the test, before the procedures. Lord, I ask you just to touch each and every one. Lord, for those that aren't able to be with us tonight, whether they're watching over the air or they're in a nursing home, assisted living, for whatever reason, Lord, we ask you just to be with them now. Dear Lord, let them feel your holy presence. Again, dear Lord, we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. And we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. Amen. Again, let's give him another hand clap of praise. You know, we can't praise the Lord enough. We're going to do 277, Redeemed. I know we sing it a little bit faster than it's on the... in the book, but I just like this song. It's I'm Redeemed. Praise God. So I'll just sing in. Ask y'all just to join in as we do.
I've got a G.
G.
I got a G.
G.
Sweet is the song I'm singing today. I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed. Trouble and sorrow has vanished away. I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed. Oh, I'm redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. All to joy. Now onward I go. I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. All the way homeward my praise shall flow. I have been redeemed. Oh, I'm redeemed. My love divine. Glory, glory. Christ is mine. I have been redeemed, precious indeed, my Savior to me. I'm redeemed, happy in glory, someday shall be. I have been redeemed, oh, I'm redeemed. Glory, glory. Song you can sing, if you can sing, I'm redeemed because of Jesus Christ, that precious blood that He shed for you and I. Praise the Lord. We just want to just worship Him tonight and just prepare for the Word. And again, as I said earlier, turn off anything that's in your way, in your mind. Just turn off any devices or just a situation. Let's just relax and get one mind and one accord and be ready for His Word tonight. We're going to call on a couple of special singers after we take up the evening offering. I don't have any pending announcements up here right now. Just real excited. Thank you all that was involved in the memorial thing ride that we did Monday morning. It was beautiful. I know it meant a lot to those that were able to see it. Praise God. Brother Tommy, if you'd ask the Lord just to bless our offering, please.
Lord, thank you for all you gave us. Lord, thank you all for this opportunity to be in your house.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Isn't it good to be in the house of God?
Yes, amen.
Are y'all happy to be in the house of God tonight? I'm not going to get up here and testify because you know me. I will talk and talk and talk.
Yeah. What do you mean, yes, independent?
Always led me home.
should have turned my head and looked away. I went stumbling down that road a time or two. But each time I came limping back, you let me lean on you. When I deserved the least, that's when He loves me most. Each time I drifted far away, He's always led me home. Always held out hope when I deserve the least. That's when He loves me most. And when I turn my back on Him, He's always held out hope when I deserve the least. That's when He loves me most.
Oh, amen. Sister Linda, come on up, please. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. What's the chorus?
I'm so glad to be here tonight. Lots of times I don't come on Wednesday night, but I'll try when I can. But anyway, today the Lord just impressed me to be here. You know, it's a time to do more for Jesus. You know, they're trying to shut us up, trying to keep us apart, make us afraid of one another. But you know what? We're none of that. We're none of that at all. Hallelujah. And when I'm sitting at home, I'm thinking, God, what? I need to be doing something for you. Amen. So praise God. Let's get stirred in our spirit. It's time to do something, y'all. This song's about God walks the dark hills. It's my signature song, I guess. But you know what? He does. And He's the one that leads and guides us. Amen. And He always will. Amen.
Hallelujah.
God walks the dark hills. The ways, the byways. He walks through the shadows and glimmering light. Let us walk up the mountain so high, cross rivers through valleys. Gotta walk the dark hills, 'cause He loves you and me. Hallelujah. God walks the dark hills to guide my footsteps. He walks everywhere by night and by day. He walks in silence on down the highway. God walks the dark hills to show us the way. God walks in the storm, the rain, the sunshine. He walks through the shadows and the glimmering light. Let us walk through the valley. God walks in our tears, 'cause He shows us the way. Aren't you glad? God walks in our tears to guide my footsteps. He walks everywhere by night and by day.
walk the dark hills to show us the way. He'll show you the way. Hallelujah.
Just the mention of your name. Y'all worship with us.
Thankful for the name of Jesus. Amen. Has he been good to you?
Amen.
Come on, give him a hand clap of praise. My. It's good to be in the house of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Good to see you fine folks tonight. We're going to try to do a verse, chorus, something. You're going to be able to know it was not rehearsed. Because I have no idea what key. Let's do E flat. This song's been on my, or the chorus has been running on my mind, I guess, about all week. It's one we used to sing years and years and years ago. So if I mess it up, y'all just kind of bear with me. It goes kind of like this. I want to walk the way He wants me to walk. I want to talk the way He wants me to talk. I want to sing just like He wants me to sing. I want to walk, talk, and sing the way He wants me to. Well, I've never been to heaven, nor been told. All of God's children walk the streets of gold. Gonna have a wonderful time up there in glory land. I want to walk the way He wants me to walk. I want to talk just like He wants me to talk. I'm going to sing the way He wants me to sing. I'm going to walk, talk, and sing the way He wants me to. Well, I've never been to heaven, but you know I've been told. All of God's children walk the streets of gold. Going to have a wonderful time up there in glory land. I'm going to walk, everybody, where He wants me to walk. I want to talk just like He wants me to talk. I'm going to sing where He wants me to sing. I'm going to walk, talk, sing the way He wants me to. Well, I've never been to heaven, but you know I've been told. All of God's children walk the streets of gold. Gonna have a wonderful time up there in glory land. I'm gonna walk the way He wants me to walk. I'm gonna talk the way He wants me to talk. I'm gonna sing the way He wants me to sing. I'm gonna walk, talk, and sing the way He wants me to. I'm gonna walk, I'm gonna talk, I'm gonna sing. Just like He wants me to. A little song, but I tell you what, I want to apply that to my life. I want to walk, talk, sing the way He wants me to. Amen. I want to live the life that He wants me to live. I want to be submissive and obedient to His will each and every day of my life. And let me tell you something, folks, that takes some work. Amen. Because many, many times I want Him to walk the way I want to walk. And I want Him to talk the way I want Him to talk, and that's not always the case. So many times I have to come to Him with a repentant spirit and say, Father, forgive me. You know, I try to get ahead of You, and I need to be waiting upon Your leadership for You to lead and guide me in the path and the ways that You would have me to go. If you have your Bibles tonight, and it's so good to see you on a Wednesday night, I appreciate you coming out. Amen. It's been so good to see so many of our saints of God who are coming out of the sheltering in. Praise God. It's good to be in the house of the Lord, to have corporate worship again, and we're so thankful for that. But if you have your Bibles, go with us to the book of Galatians tonight, in the fifth chapter of the book of Galatians, chapter number 5, beginning with verse number 13, and we'll read down through verse number 17. Galatians 5, 13 through 17. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that you would. Can we pray? Dear gracious Heavenly Father, how thankful we are for another night, another opportunity to come into Your house and worship. Thankful for those who've gathered here tonight, God, for the purpose of worshiping, glorifying, and appraising you. We thank you, Lord, for your many blessings. We thank you for the healings, for the anointings, God. And we continue to pray for those who are hurting tonight. Some in the hospital, some have procedures, God, that they're going to have to go through. And we pray for each and every one of them tonight, God, that your mercy and your grace would be with them, that you would touch them with your healing hand of power. Asking you now, Lord, just to anoint these lips of clay. God, this vessel, this oracle tonight. God, just anoint it in a way, God, that we would hear from heaven, God, what you would have us to hear tonight. And not only hearers, but be obedient to your word and doers of your word as well. And we'll be so careful, Lord, to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask it in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. You may be seated. Amen. I enjoy praising the Lord, don't you? Man, if you love praising the Lord, you're going to love it in heaven, because we're going to do that for an eternity, on and on and on and on, just glorifying and praising the Lord. As I said, that little song and that chorus had been on my heart and on my mind this week. I found myself singing that or trying to sing it as I was going down the road, just kind of singing it around the house, and began to think about what the song actually says and actually applying that to our spiritual walk with the Lord. And tonight I want to bring a message, and in the form of I guess if I had a title, it would be Walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. I want to differentiate tonight, if I possibly can, through Scripture and certainly through the anointing of God, exactly the responsibilities that lie within saying that we want to walk with the Lord and walk in the Spirit, or walk as the Spirit would lead us. I run across these few little things, and I want to share them with you. It says to walk means to place one foot in front of the other and to go forward one step at a time. These words came from Brother Billy Graham. So these are very profound words, and I know he prayed over them. The second one says, if you stop doing this, you're no longer walking. You're standing still, or worse, going backward. Walking always implies movement, progress, and direction. Walking with God in the Spirit means we are moving forward in step with Him. And again, the writer of Galatians here is trying to differentiate between walking in the Spirit as opposed to walking in the flesh. Now, all of my life in church and listening and hearing the Word of God preached and preached about being Spirit-filled, and thank God, how many is glad you'll give me Spirit-filled? Glory to God. I'm so thankful, amen, that the Spirit is with us each and every day of our life. I tell you what, I would not be able to make it without the Spirit of the Lord. I couldn't do anything. Anything that I'd try to do would be not worth doing at all. But I find that even in bad situations, I still have that comforter that is within me. And amen, that comforter leads and guides us. But I began to think about walking in the Spirit. And as a young boy and hearing that, you know, I was thinking about, I grew up in a Pentecostal church. And let me tell you, Pentecostal church, you know, we glorify and praise the Lord. Amen. Somebody said, we need to have padded pews. And I said, why? We don't ever sit down. You know, we're always up praising the Lord. And that's all right. And I grew up in that atmosphere. And as a young boy, when I would hear them walking in the Spirit, I would think, and within myself, that means that we're just walking in probably the most wonderful frame of mind, and almost in a state of euphoria. Like nothing is wrong and the world is right and I have no problems and I have no cares and, everything is just really, really rosy and smooth and all of that and wonderful. And the more I began to read in the Word of God and the more I began to dedicate my life to the Lord, I found like that it's not always a rosy path. So I began to think about the difference. Now, in being in a Pentecostal church, now we had folks that would dance in the Spirit. And my Lord, if you've never danced in the Spirit, you're missing out on something great. You talk about a glorious time. I mean, when the Holy Ghost gets a hold of you and you begin to forget about everything else and you forget about who's around you and what time it is and you begin to glorify and praise the Lord. Amen. That is something wonderful to be able to glorify and praising the Lord and calling it dancing in the Spirit. But I got something to share
there with you. You're not going to be able to dance in the Spirit every day of your life. Amen. There's going to be some times you're going to have to put one foot forward and the others. You're going to have to take it one step at a time. And this is what the writer here of Galatians was trying to tell us and let us know. But it talks about the importance of the word love. And how many knows that God is love? If you've never found that scripture, look it up. God is love. His immaculate love. It is agape love. It is great love. It is loving us even when we're in an unlovable state of mind. Amen. Aren't you glad? As the song says, when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. Aren't you thankful for the love of Jesus Christ? Amen. Who loved us so much that even in our sinful nature, he loved us anyway. And he talks about the importance of love. And he says, do not bite or devour one another. Boy, if there was ever a message that needed to be preached today, in today's time, it would be that message. Quit biting and devouring one another. You're going to chew one another up, and just like he said. But we need to love one another. You may not agree with one another. You may not agree with the situation, but you can still love them. Amen. As Christ has loved us. So it's going to take some energy. It's going to take some effort. And it's going to be a responsibility in our life to be able to continue to walk in the Spirit. Now, nobody has to prod us or to urge us on to glorify and worship the Lord when we feel the power of God coming down in an enormous way and we can love and thank Him and glorify Him for His goodness and mercy. You don't have to beg somebody to glorify and praise the Lord because it comes so easy. How many, can I get a testimony tonight? Isn't it wonderful, again, as we just engulfed in the Spirit in the presence of Almighty God and He kind of fills the house, you know, kind of like the day of Pentecost when the 120 were in the upper room and then one mind and one accord. Now, Jesus told them to go and tarry. And, you know, I think sometimes we don't know how to tarry. Sometimes if we think the Lord hadn't answered our prayer in 5 or 10 minutes, we're ready to give up. But not these saints of God. They got in the upper room. They began to tarry and pray with an expectation of a prayer. And the Holy Spirit came down in a mighty way, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And I don't think anybody said, you need to glorify and praise the Lord. Because I think it came spontaneously as the Spirit of God came and filled that house. And thank God we still have that evidence today when the Spirit of the Lord comes down and everybody gets in one frame of mind and one accord. But in saying that, there still is a commandment that we need to walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. And I thought about that, and I thought about what all it takes to be able to do that. And, you know, he says that the flesh is against the Spirit, and the Spirit is against the flesh. Now, as I said, it doesn't take much to get a Holy Ghost filled service going, and when everybody's in one mind and one accord, and the Spirit of God is coming down, and the songs of worship and praise are going on. But what about when you're out there on the battlefield, when you're out there and things are not going your way, and maybe you don't feel the best that you've ever felt, and problems are arising and situations in your life? How many knows that those are not really times where we're shouting and glorifying and praising God? Let me give you an example. The children of Israel were very wonderfully excited when they came out of Egyptian bondage. No longer had they been out in the wilderness than the Red Sea was there. And then, you know, then they began to murmur and complain and said, you know, why did you bring us out here into the wilderness to die? See how the attitude changed from glorifying and praying? Same God. Same God, just as real as He delivered them, and He was just as real at then when they came to the Red Sea. But then when Moses stretched the rod out over the sea and the sea split, and the children of Israel, oh, they would quit murmuring and complaining then and begin to glorify and praise the Lord again because they saw and witnessed the mighty hand of God. And you've read the Exodus, and if you read about the children of Israel, when they went across on dry ground, when they got out on the other side, they began to sing and praise God and sing the song of Moses. Why? Because they had just witnessed and experienced a mighty move of God. But you know what? Just a little bit after that, they had to start walking again. Same God, same power, just as real. God, there's going to be times of deliverance. There's going to be times of shouting. There's going to be times of dancing. There's going to be times of glorifying and praising God. And as the old saying says, on cloud nine. But I'm going to tell you, when you're dedicated and sold out and committed to God, there's going to be some dry times as well. There's going to be some wildernesses to walk through. There's going to be some deserts that's going to be surrounding you. But I'm here to tell you, through the Word of God, the same God that split the Red Sea will walk with you every step in the wilderness. He'll carry you through every situation. Amen. Learning to walk in the Spirit. Learning to walk in the Spirit. Think about this as I read this again, as we put it in a spiritual connotation. Walk means to place one foot in front of the other. Come on, it's not how fast you run. It's not how much ground you cover, but it's placing one foot in the other. As the old saying is, I'm going to keep on keeping on. When I'm, you know, Daddy always said, they say two times to praise the Lord, when you feel like it and when you don't. Amen. That covers it, don't it? And I know I've told you the story about following my dad back when I was just a little bit. In fact, I was 5 years old. It was in 1957. And if y'all can do any arithmetic, you probably know about how old I am now. But anyway, when he would come in the evening and he would have his supper, he'd walk up to the warehouse and he would load his rolling store for the next day's route. And I thought that I had to go with him. You know, I thought that I was going to be a great help. All I really did was get in the way, but I did fill the candy racks up. I was pretty good at filling the candy racks up. So back then, they didn't have street lights. There was a couple of houses between us. So Dad would walk, and all I would do was just follow in his footsteps. And that has meant so much to me over the years. I had so much trust in my dad that he was going to lead me to the right destination. He was not going to let any harm come to me. I didn't fear anything as long as I followed in his footsteps. And I put that, amen, in a spiritual walk with the Lord. You know what? If we are really walking in the Spirit, we don't fear what's on the right, or we don't fear what's on the left. We don't even fear what's behind us, as long as we know that we're taking one step at a time, walking in the Spirit, following Christ, amen, following His precepts and the statutes and the commandments of the Word, amen, and knowing that we will, in fact, reach that destination, walking in the Spirit. So listen to this. One step at a time in front of the Lord, and, you know, going forward. And if you stop doing this, what? You're no longer walking. You're no longer walking in the Spirit when you stop. And we're going to get to this in just a little bit. But walking always implies movement. You know, wouldn't it be nice if you could walk to the mailbox without moving? Hello? Yeah. And I know technology's doing that. You know, I don't know. My granddaddy, I don't know what he would think if he actually saw one of these little vacuum cleaners, come on, that moves by itself. You seen those things? It just kind of goes over the house and all of these things, you know. And now we found out that we don't have to go to the grocery store. We can call it in and have it delivered. And you know, if we're not careful, we're going to forget how to walk. We're going to forget how to move. And we say that kind of comically, but let's apply that to our walk with the Lord. If we get so dependent for God just coming on the scene for us and giving us everything we want and making everything easy, we might forget how to walk. We might forget what it is to walk through the wilderness. Amen. And know that we have a confidant. Know that we have a comforter. Know that we have a source of power that will never leave us nor forsake us. One that walks with us each and every day. Not only walks with us, but holds us up when we're almost too tired to walk. Amen. Aren't you thankful for a relationship with Jesus Christ? Aren't you thankful, amen, that we have the Son of God who said, I'll send a comforter in my name and he'll lead you and guide you. Aren't we thankful for that? And he talks about this. He said, walking with God in the Spirit means we are moving forward with Him according to the way He wants us to walk. You know, the children of Israel, again, as we use them as an example, the pillar of fire that led them by night and the cloud of smoke that led them by day. How many remembers in the Bible reading when that pillar of fire stopped, the children of Israel stopped? Come on, don't walk in front of God. Don't try to get ahead of Him. Walk behind Him and let Him lead us and guide us and learn to walk in the Spirit. Because when we walk in the Spirit, what we're doing is we're actually defying the flesh, and we're not allowing the flesh to dictate to us what we do. We're led by the Spirit of God in everything, in decisions that we make, in everyday life, whatever we do. We ask the Lord to lead us and guide us because we want to walk with Him. And again, the reason sometimes we stop walking. Reasons. And probably we could list a whole bunch of them. But see if these, if you identify with these. And you know, we don't stop walking because we quit loving God. You know, you can take a poll today, and most of the answers you're going to get, do you love God? They're going to probably say, yes, I love God. But I wonder if we were very, very honest with ourselves, and we asked this, or we were asked this question, do you walk with the Lord, or do you walk in the Spirit daily? And I'd have to be very, very careful in answering that, because I want to, I strive to, but sometimes, for different reasons, maybe spiritually, quit walking. You ever had a little one walk with you, and all of a sudden you realize they're way back there? Come on, they done got their mind off of walking. They done seen something, or they done veered off somewhere. You know, we as Christians can do that sometimes. Sometimes the reason that we quit walking is because we stumble. We stumble. How do we stumble? Well, sometimes we're not really watching what we're doing. The ground is not always going to be level in a spiritual walk with God. Sometimes, you know, we talked about the stepping stones, and we talked about the stone of offense, and we talked about those things sometimes. You know, they're always seemingly, in olden times, there was this, you know, they put the bricks and the rocks down on what they call the highway, but there always seemed to be one that was loose. And that was the one that if you wasn't careful, you would trip over that stone, and it would become a stumbling block. How many knows that the devil is an expert in putting stumbling blocks in front of us? There is a reason. There is a reason that after you've come out of a Holy Ghost-filled service and God has blessed you in a wonderful way, and you just think, oh man, this highway's just as smooth as it can possibly be. You know, on Monday morning, first thing you know, the devil's done thrown a stumbling block in front of you. Where did that come from? The devil knew. He knew your commitment. He knew your desire to walk in the Spirit. And he's going to try any and every way he possibly can to cause you to fall, or to cause you to trip up, or to cause you to stumble. And many, many people cannot recover from stumbling, because in their mind they thought that once they got saved, they wouldn't have any problems anymore. Wouldn't have any sickness anymore. No more affliction. Everything was going to be smooth and rosy. The very first stumbling block that came by, they lost their focus. They lost their desire to follow the Lord. It's too hard. It's too difficult. In my years of pastoring, I've had people tell me, there's no way I could live for the Lord. I could never do it on my own. I said, you're exactly right. There's not a one of us that can follow the Lord on our own. It takes His grace. It takes His mercy. It takes His abundant forgiveness. It takes His love. It takes His Spirit. Amen. And the Comforter that He allows us. Because without Him, I can do nothing. But with Him, all things are possible. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Another reason is we do lose that focus. We lose that focus. Let me just share with you. The night I got saved, I couldn't wait to get on the telephone. I began to call uncles and aunts and cousins. There was such a fire that was within me. I wanted everybody to know what had just happened to me, and I wanted it to happen to them too. I mean, I was ready right then. If the eastern sky split, I really thought in my spirit I'd be the first one to leave this world, because that's how good I felt. That's how full I felt. That's how thankful I was that the Lord had saved me, and I felt so clean. How many remembers that wonderful feeling when you laid it all on the altar, and everything that you'd been holding back, and all of those bad feelings, and all of that guilt and that shame, suddenly you just released it, and it was covered by the blood of Jesus. Somebody ought to say, thank you, Lord. Oh, what an experience. What a wonderful time that was. And I remember such a desire I had to tell folks and to call folks and tell them what happened. But how many knows that sometimes you lose your focus? You lose your focus. You get spoiled by the goodness and the grace and the mercy of God. And sometimes that zeal dies down a little bit, and you have to stir that spirit up a little bit. Stir that gift up that God has placed within your life. Sometimes we do lose our focus. And when we lose our focus, we've realized that we're not really walking in the Spirit as we ought to. You know, the third thing that happens to us sometimes is we get diverted. Talked about the children that's falling behind and they see something. If you're not careful, they'll veer off after that. You know, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye sometimes diverts our walk. Now understand, I'm not saying that we've lost it with God. I'm not saying that we've backslidden just because we kind of stop walking sometime in the Spirit and we lose our focus or we stumble. And thank God for His grace and mercy that picks us up and dusts us off and gets us back on the right track. But sometimes we're diverted by situations. The children of Israel were diverted time and time and time again. You know, they would soon forget the goodness and the greatness of Almighty God when the next obstacle came and their mind was more on the problem than it was on the problem solver. Now, can I get a nod from the congregation tonight? Has there been any time in our life that we've been more concerned and more focused on the problem than we have on the problem solver? That doesn't mean we don't have faith. That doesn't mean that we've lost it out with God. That just means that we've been diverted. Our attention has been diverted. Something terrible, tragic has caused our life, you know, to be put on hold, so to speak. And we feel like we can't take another step. There's an old song that talks about when you feel like you can't take another step. Amen. You know, we've all been through those times. Lord, I just can't do it. I can't go any further. You're going to have to come on the scene. You're going to have to do this. So sometimes getting diverted causes us, amen, to stop and not place that. Again, what do we need to do? 1 foot at a time. 1 foot at a time. Lord, I'm just taking 1 foot at a time. Now, I'm not taking big giant steps, but I'm not going backwards either, and I'm certainly not going to stop. Why? Because He's brought me too far. Amen. I don't know about you, but I don't want to go back to where He brought me from. Glory to God. Been there, done that. Don't want to do it again. Thank God. I may walk slow. I may take little bitty steps, but at least we're gaining ground, folks. Amen. Gaining ground in the power of God when we walk in that Spirit. The last thing that I want to talk about tonight is when we get weary. Amen. There's not a one of us who hadn't grown tired. And boy, when we start growing tired and weary, you know, the adversary, boy, he is the greatest compassionate person at that time that you'll ever want to be. You bless your heart, you are. You just do much. You just devote all your time and all your effort. You need some free time. You need to, come on, hello. You know, God will understand, you know, and first thing you know, we done realize that, man, I am just wore out. I'm just weary. I just can't go on. And that causes us to slow our steps down. You know, but again, God in His infinite grace and His wonderful mercy and His overwhelming love and abundant pardon waits on us and says, come on, take another step. You can do it. Come on, take another step. I'll be with you. I'll give you strength. We can go on. Amen. As long as you're walking in the Spirit. I said all that to say this. Sometimes, you know, dancing in the Spirit is a glorious event. It's wonderful. But sometimes walking in the Spirit, come on, take some energy. It takes some effort. It takes some commitment. It takes a lot of faith. Amen. It takes that stick-to-itiveness. And don't ask me to spell it. I've just heard people talk about it. But you got to stay in it. Amen. And to stay in it, you got to stay focused. You got to stay in the Word. You got to get on your knees sometimes. You got to push the plate back sometimes. You got to say, Lord, whatever it takes for me to follow in Your footsteps, whatever it takes, God, for me to put forth the effort, I don't want to fall by the wayside. I don't want to go back to yesterday. Lord, help me. Give me the strength, Lord. Give me the wisdom. Give me the knowledge, God, to walk with You in the Spirit. Amen. Ephesians 5, 1 and 2 tells us that we are followers of God. Walk in love. Can I tarry on that just a little bit? If you're walking for the Lord in constant dread, what is this saying? I got to go to church. Or I get to go to church. It's a mindset. And if we're not careful, we'll have the wrong mindset. We'll think it's a drudgery. We'll think it's a burden to have to read the Word or to pray. But it's an opportunity. And it's a wonderful privilege for us to be able to have the Lord to communicate with us. So we need to be careful and understand that we're followers of God. And we walk in love. Let me, you know, I know we do more. How many, be honest with me. How many of does more driving than you do walking? Let me see your hands. Come on, be honest. I do more driving than walking. You know, let's paraphrase that. Let's drive in love. Amen. Try it sometimes. It's difficult. It's really difficult. Because there's a lot of unlovable drivers out there. Can you say amen? But try driving in love. You know. Go ahead. Go ahead. We got here about the same time. You go ahead. You know. You don't find too many people to do that. If you're waiting around, you done backing up. Somebody done gone at that four-way stop. But just drive in love. When somebody cuts you off, say, in the name of Jesus, bless them, Lord. Keep them safe. Instead of, you rascal, you. Come on. Walk in love. That means drive in love. That means operate in love. All of this is a part of how that we operate in our walk with the Lord. How do we conduct ourselves with our conversation, with our actions? You know, if we say that we're a Christian, people are watching us. We need to walk in love. We need to operate in love. Because when you're doing that, you're operating and walking in the Spirit of God. With the Spirit of God. Now, the Spirit of God is within us, but He also tells us to walk in the Spirit. Or in one definition or one interpretation, it says walk with the Spirit. Walk so close to that Spirit, amen, that you follow in the footsteps of that Holy Spirit as it leads you. Galatians 5 and 25 says, if, everybody say if. You know, if I had some money, I'd be rich. You know, you've heard that. Or heard something similar, or if this or if that, you know. But if changes a whole situation around. But here it says, if we live in the Spirit. Let me say, for we can live in the Spirit. I am, my life is in the Spirit. My life, it doesn't even belong to me, because I read in the Bible that I am not my own. I have been purchased. I have been bought, been paid for by the price of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not even my own. The breath that I breathe is not even my own. It's all on loan from God. And when you realize that, you realize that we belong to a higher power. But it says, if we live in the Spirit, and thank God if we do, and if we're filled with the Spirit of God, if we say we're Christians, we're saying we're living in the Spirit. In the spiritual realm with the Lord. Amen. Then let us also walk in the Spirit. Now, I want you to, you know, this, as the saying goes, words mean something. Listen to that. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. That kind of means something to me. You know, we can live in the Spirit. If we're not careful, we're not going to be able to walk in the Spirit. It's not going to be exemplified in our life. We can live in the Spirit and live to ourselves and never associate with anybody and never get out and witness and never testify, never even treat anybody. You know, we can just wait till the Lord comes or wait till we go by the grave. But, you know, if we live in the Spirit, the Bible says, let us also walk in it. Let's, you know, be an example. Let's apply it to our life each and every day. You know, and I've always said this, Christians ought to be the happiest people in the world. And we ought to show that. You know, I've often said, if you cover up everything except your face, people ought to be able to tell that you're a Christian, born again Christian. Why? Because it ought to have a heavenly glow. I believe that with all of my heart. Even when you're going through problems and trials, you can still exemplify the glory of God and His mercy and grace. So if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Here's what we have to do. We have to renew our minds and conform to the will of God. Surrender ourselves fully to God. Now, boy, those are precious and wonderful and sweet words. But if we apply them to our life, it's going to take effort. It's going to take effort. Completely conform to the will of God. Yes, Lord, not my will, but thine be done. It's easy to say that, but when it comes to certain situations, sometimes we're not so sure about it. Lord, I'd rather it be my will be done. But in all sincerity, in all honesty, according to the Word of God, if we conform to the will of God, not my will, but thine be done, that's truly walking and operating in the Spirit of God. Genesis 6 and 9. I want to share that with us tonight. And I may not even have it. I'll just read it You can read it for yourself. But Genesis 6 and 9, Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. Can't tell you many, many times, you know, I've read about the story of Noah and all, but that this week when I was running reference and I saw that, you know, what better thing could be said about us? If somebody was speaking over us and we had gone home to be with the Lord, and if they couldn't say a whole lot of things except they walked with God. That says a lot. Noah walked with God. You know, he found grace in the eyes of God. And God's grace, we've all found grace in the eyes of God. Thank God for that. But he also walked with God, meaning that he did the will of God. Whether it was convenient or not, whether it suited him or not, he walked with God. And he walked with the Spirit. So all of these wonderful things that we need to apply to our life to be able, and it's not an impossibility. It may be difficult at times, but it is not impossible to walk in the Spirit. Isaiah chapter 11 verses 1 and 2 talks about the seven spirits of God, which in fact was placed on the Son of God, that rod out of Jesse, if you may remember and recall that. And there's seven things, actually. One itself is the Spirit. And I think we talked about this not long ago, maybe on one of our Wednesday nights. But I want to refresh our memory tonight. And I want to share those things. And if we have these spirits, which we do, in the infilling of God's Spirit, His Holy Spirit that is within us, these things also are given to us. And if we will exercise them, how many knows the word exercise? If we exercise them, that means use them, and that means they'll get stronger and more beneficial in our spiritual walk with God. And with the infilling of the Spirit of God, this is something that weighed heavy on my shoulders. Because, you know, the Bible says if you lack wisdom or if you lack knowledge, let him ask of God. And I'm constantly asking God to help me. But according to Isaiah 11 and 2, that these are the spirits that Christ had. And if his Spirit now dwells within us, he places those spirits within us, those abilities within us. And I'm thinking so many times we don't take full advantage of what God has blessed us with. He's given us, well, before I get to it, we know he gives us power. But first of all, the Spirit of wisdom. Spirit of wisdom. Let him ask of God. God has always got the right answer. Sometimes it's not the answer we want to hear, but it's the right answer. And if we have and exercise that Spirit of wisdom that God has given us, amen, it'll help us be more in tune to walking in the Spirit. Walking and operating. We use the word walking a lot, but basically what that means is implementing it in our life constantly and consistently in every facet of our life. So another one is Spirit of knowledge. Goes hand in hand. The Spirit of knowledge as well. The Spirit of understanding. God's people ought to be the most understanding people alive. Amen. We ought to be able quick to forgive, quick to love one another, not bite and devour one another, as the writer said, but have that spirit of understanding. Also, the spirit of counsel. Let me just share something with you. Sometimes we don't understand what we're going through, and we certainly don't understand the time frame, because it seems like sometimes when we're going through one of the hardest trials of our life, it comes at the most inconvenient time in our life. You know, when maybe if it come at another time, we'd been more able to handle this. But this comes when everything else is already falling down around me and we don't understand and we question God sometimes. God, why is this happening to me? You know that if you realize this, so many times God is preparing us for something down the road. Many, many times things have happened in my life that I could not understand. But on down the road, I was able to use those things to counsel other people. And to share with other people. You know, one of the greatest things that you can do is share a testimony of deliverance with somebody else who's going through something. Because, and follow that up, that God is no respecter of persons. What he's done for me, he'll do for you. And you know, we don't understand that, but you may have suffered through that. You may have went through that trial in your time, in your life, so that God had a time and place for you to share that with somebody else to counsel them through situations. Amen. Whatever God has blessed you with, use that, amen, to help the kingdom of God. Another thing is the spirit of might. we shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon us. Let's use that strength. Let's use that power. And let's use that might as we walk this journey with the Lord. Amen. He will not leave us and He won't forsake us, but He wants us to keep up with Him as well. So walking in the Spirit and using that might. Finally, in the spirit of fear or respect of the Lord, knowing that who is in charge. Amen. Put it this way. We know who the boss is. Amen. We know where our strength comes from. We know where our power comes from. How many knows what source to go to when you're going through a trial or trouble or a situation? We can always go to God. We have that utmost respect for Him. That fear is an awesome respect of God. It's not the fear that I don't want to speak to Him. It's not the fear that I don't want to ask Him. It's the fear of that utmost respect, admiration for His deity and for His power. And then finally, I said that again, but I want to read Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 14, and I promise we're going to try to bring this to a close. I feel so full tonight of what the Lord has been leading me in this situation. And I certainly, you know, y'all think when I'm preaching to y'all, I'm preaching to myself. I have preached myself over and over this week saying, oh, wow, that applies to me. This applies to me. This applies to me and all of this. But I want to read Romans chapter 8, verses, let me find it. I thought I had it marked, 1 through 14. Amen. Love this. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons or children of God. Do you think that it's important to walk in the Spirit? To walk after the precepts and the commandments of God? Time and time again, the Bible bears that out. That we are not our own, that we're bought with a price. May God bless you. I love you from the depths of my heart. Let's continue to not only live in the Spirit, but also walk in the Spirit. May God bless you. Would you stand? Brother Jim, would you come? Dismiss us with a word of prayer. If you have a need tonight, certainly we'll pray with you. If you have want to be anointed, then come around and we'll pray with you. But again, we want to thank you for coming out. And we also want to let you know that I think June the 7th, we're going to start our Sunday evening service back. Looking forward to that. Amen. And getting all of our folks back in to worship and praise the Lord. Have another announcement back. Oh, praise God. Absolutely. As we dismiss in prayer, we remember Brother Terry. Also remember Brother Les, who's in the hospital with some heart catheterization being done. And let's remember those. Sister Sybil needs our prayers. Is she still in the hospital? right. Let's remember those prayer requests tonight as we pray. Brother Jim.
Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Just want to thank Him for His Word tonight. And thank each and every one of you for being here tonight. It's wonderful, as Brother Eddie said, that we can gather together again. I really look forward to it. As we do dismiss with this prayer, as we start this prayer, let's keep in mind all those prayer requests, those spoken and unspoken. God knows each and every situation. All righty. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise Your holy name. Lord, thank You again, dear Lord, for allowing us just to gather in Your name. Dear Lord, as we hear Your word, dear Lord, as it is spoken, dear Lord, may we just let it sink in, dear Lord. May we learn from this, Lord. May it be in our spirit. Lord, may You just continue to guide us and direct us in everything that we must do. Lord, I ask You now for each and every prayer request, as we've said, dear Lord, be with them, those having procedures, those that are still waiting on results of tests, and those that are not able to be with us, whether they're in a nursing home or assisted living. Dear Lord, we thank You again. Thank You for our pastor. Bless him and his family. Keep us safe as we prepare to depart. And, dear Lord, bring us back at our appointed time. And, dear Lord, we give You all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen.